Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
And my name is Liz.
Oh, my goodness.
Honey, when they say climb every mountain, I'm like, all of them?
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Oh. Well, anyway. Yeah.
Well, welcome back. And
thank you.
I you've been keeping me up to date on what has been happening. So our deepest condolences to
you
on the passing of your mother. She's on to the next adventure, as I texted
you.
Oh,
you sure did. Oh, she is. Oh, I'm already telling her. I said, you better, you better look out. Oh, I'm already talking to her. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. That was, yeah. And the insanity is that my daughter's birthday, my daughter's 27th birthday would have been February 19th. My mother held on and died in the middle of the night, like, the next morning, but like 4 a.m. And I really believe, I mean, she could have gone on the 19th, but I think she said, you know what? It's still going to feel like the 19th, but technically it won't be. So she. Cause it feels like, you know, middle night. But I knew when I woke up on the 19th, I felt like I was hit by like 10 trucks. And I said, she's going to pass today. And she technically did. I mean, officially she didn't, but to me, she technically did. I'm like,
right.
one-stop shopping. Well, we can grieve all at the same time. But the irony, and then the other thing is, when my daughter was born, and then a few days later we lost her, my mother was 60 years old. I'm 60 years old.
Oh, wow.
So all of these parallels are pretty amazing. But she was rushed to the hospital last Wednesday, and I mean she held on from Wednesday through the middle of the night Saturday going into Sunday. And I just feel incredibly taken care of. Like, COVID restrictions, it's very limiting with who could be in the hospital. So my brother and my sister were taking turns. And the same emergency room where they took my daughter.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Yes. Oh, yeah. So we're like, we're not doing that. So I am so glad that the last time I saw her alive was at her apartment, which was on, I saw her on a week ago today was the last time I saw her alive. Was on Tuesday because she got hospitalized the next day, right? So on Tuesday, the Sunday prior that I saw her is when we had the conversation that needs to be had, which I think I talked about on Tuesday's show because I think that was I was on the air then. I know I wasn't on since Thursday. You know, it's so good to have that conversation. I held her in my arms like a baby for like an hour. And then I did the same thing. I did the same thing on when I saw her again a week ago today, which was Tuesday. I saw her again. And somebody is calling me, so I just want to – and how do I get rid of – oh, send a voicemail. Thank you. Okay. So anyway And the difference from Sunday to Tuesday was shocking of her imminent decline. I mean, it was devastating. So I held her again like a baby, and it was beautiful. But what's so interesting is that she had refused hospitalization like six times. But what's so interesting is our fabulous aide, Rocio, was with her. And my mother actually moved herself. At this point, she couldn't even take a step. I mean, just everything was just going. She was using, Depends towards the, but less than a week. I give my mother a lot of credit. I mean, I only changed the Depends like 3 times. That's not a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was just, the things were just beginning to shut down. But so she maneuvered herself from wherever she was to the floor because she thought it would help her breathing. Even though when you have hospice in the home, it looked like a hospital. We had oxygen. We had this. But she puts a tube in her nose and takes it out. Hello. That's a lesson in resistance. I can't even. I could do a whole class in resistance just based on my mother. And but at that point, my mother, they think my mother had some sort of heart episode. And the last time my mother volunteered to go to the hospital was a year ago when she had the heart attack. So talk about a full circle moment. And so she called aide called 911, and I said to myself, "Well, this is it. She's not coming home." So today is the first day I'm going to her apartment to just organize and gather some things. And there's a necklace that my mother always wore that I actually gave her when my youngest was a baby. So it was over 16 years ago. Mm. And it's a charm necklace where there's three little charms. They look like stick figures, two boys, one girl with birthstones. It's to represent the three grandchildren.
Mm.
She never took it off. And she wore it when she died. So my brother was able to recover her effects from the hospital yesterday. And that necklace is waiting for me. I'm not going to clean it. I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm going to put it right on my neck.
Oh.
And I'm going to wear that to the end. Yeah. Yeah. So, I could do an HBO comedy special because I just go into gallows humor. In between that and the numbness and the sadness. But I'm very happy to be back on the air. And I thank you and our listeners and Anna and everybody for the love and the support. And,
Of course.
Yes. WTF. And there's no minimizing it. It's just, you could be a badass and you could be facing things headstrong, head on like I do, but you cannot resist however grief is going to land or going through it. Just give yourself the space. But thank goodness holiday weekend yesterday. I don't have to be back at work till tomorrow. I am
nice.
So taken care of. I didn't have to go to the hospital because of COVID. I didn't have to go to work because of the holiday. I actually just let my boss know because I had to email her. I had to reply to an email and I let her know, but nobody at my job knew.
Mm.
So, it just feels good for this part of it, the anxiety. Is my mom going to be safe? Is she in pain?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her place is a death trap. We were working on getting her 24-hour care. Like all of those things. I mean, hospice was only in the home was maybe 8 or 9 days total from when it was official to when she was. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah. And then you become an expert in this. It's crazy.
Mm.
And it's like an initiation. Then you talk to other people and there's just this whole level of understanding, like, oh my God. It's like something your brain, just more brain matter gets created. And, you have this conversation being sort of distant, just how you are right now. And I encourage, like, stay in that little air pocket, stay in that loophole for as long as you can. Then it's like, ooh, this is some deep level. No, and there's no rush for it because when it happens, it's going to have to happen, then everything changes.
Mm.
But I have to say that the main takeaway from in terms of just a shift in consciousness, just to make it not just about grief, but just about healing. And my takeaway, and I guess, one of the many, 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 many infinite gifts I've gotten from my mother and will continue to get is that I'm not going to waste precious energy on holding grudges, resentments. You know, I'm not going to waste time being angry at people. Just the grace of acceptance. If, you know, you're going to be a moron, bye. I'm not mad. Go ahead. Be a moron. God bless. I mean, that's not going to, hello. You know. That's it. But that's really the truth. Be a moron. That's what I learned from my mother. Go ahead and be a moron. Accept it.
I got to write that one down.
Yeah. Go ahead. I forgive you. But, you know, stay out of my, yeah, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Yeah. That's what you have to do.
And then
our mortality too. I don't want to waste energy. It's really for selfish reasons. I don't want to crush this energy being pissed off at somebody. That's it.
Right.
Like, no, I don't need to engage with you, but I'm not going to waste precious energy. It only hurts me. But anyway,
right.
I love you all. I thank you all, you know, and life goes on. What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're, you know, as you know, we were on the air last week, Anna and I, and so we're definitely going
to
hold
nice.
You and your mom in the best light possible.
You.
You know, yeah, so I imagine that if she comes through to say something to you somehow,
oh,
she'll let you know.
Oh, she will. Oh,
you'll let us know. Like,
I will totally. And you know, again, I'm going to say something. I'm not being disrespectful. I use humor to get through life. So I don't want anyone typing in, oh my gosh, no respect for the dead. No, this is how you deal with the dead. So last night I'm just watching mindless TV. I can't watch anything that's going to like require intelligence. I'm watching mindless TV, and I just was compelled to speak to not both my mother, but, you know, my daughter. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you two bitches better hook us up. you two hoes better get it. I'm calling my mother a hoe.
Oh, no.
You two hoes better look out. She's tired. You better look out. Look out for Jeremiah. This is, come on. Yeah, you two hoes get it. Yes, I'm referring to my deceased mother and my deceased daughter as you two hoes, and I can't because they're my hoes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I mean, there is no preparing for this, but I think this is I'm easing into this grief so far, rather smoothly, and as many of you know that are listening, when you see someone decline and you see them suffer and you really see death approaching, you're really happy when they're gone. I mean my mother's physical condition was, she should have been in a facility or some kind of place being taken care of for months. I'm glad we honored her wishes. But I think it exasperated her suffering, or her physical suffering, maybe her emotional suffering, not as much. Again, it's her wishes. But I'm so relieved that I'm, you know, that I'm unseeing her in my mind. And my brother sent a slew of photos, and it's insane to see pictures of her from like 2 or 3 months ago to how I remember her from the last time I saw her.
Oh, wow.
Which
yeah.
was literally at death's door. I mean, shocking. 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 Yeah. So I'm relieved because who wants to keep someone alive like that?
Right.
And, yeah, and she is being cremated. Of course, my mother took care of everything. When my father passed 8 years ago, I don't know if there was a 2-for-1 or there was a coupon or whatever, but she made her arrangements for cremation.
Mm-hmm.
And my eldest sister, who is still out of state, I'm like, well, okay.
Wow. Not even a...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nope.
But the thing is, when my daughter died, the first major family member to leave us was my daughter. Again, counterintuitive. And then it was my father and my mother, right? Mm-hmm. Why should she change her pattern? But she is her father's daughter. She's not going to show up. I mean, that she's like texting, if you need me to help with the apartment... I'm like, the second my mother got into the hospital, we started working in her apartment.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know if we're going to make it to the end of the month. If we have to extend through, we're not going to rush, you know, if we have to pay, you know, rent at my mother's place for another month. So be it. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, oh, yeah. But whether it's buried or not buried internally, it's her journey, whatever. But you're not going to go by your mother's bedside and have your closure.
Yeah.
Good luck. And at least my other sister, who kind of disappeared for a good 3.5 weeks when my mother refused hospitalization, and my brother and I had to do 24-hour care. And then I had to get in-home care. Then I had to do hospital, all of that stuff. She didn't have a choice, but she showed up
mm-hmm.
for at least a couple of weeks. And then she always had this very sad dynamic with my mother, like always wanting her approval. And then my mother not being very kind to her, even towards mm-hmm. the end,
mm-hmm.
you know. But then again, and just an observation, you know, my siblings didn't even know how to talk or approach my mother. And I'll give you a great example in a second. But I feel my sister here in New York, she started to step in, you know, a few weeks before the end. And then once my mother was hospitalized, then I think she was really out of the line of fire. And then she could step in more.
Because
she wasn't at the mercy of my mother's reaction. But let me give you an example of like clueless 101. Okay, so my mother and my sister used to watch movies on Turner Classics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cute. And if people don't know the reference to this movie, I'll explain it. So this is literally not even a week before my mother's hospital. My mother is basically on death's door. Why would my sister think that playing Bridge on the River Kwai?
Oh my gosh.
Be a good soothing choice for a hospice in the home.
Oh my gosh.
So that movie, for those of you that don't, thank you for getting it. For people that don't know, this is an old movie. I don't know if it's the 40s, the 50s, whatever. But it's a war movie, and all you hear are bombs and gunfire. Bombs blowing off and war artillery, weapons of war. Okay?
Wow.
No wonder my mother's going to snap at my... She's speaking more and more in Spanish. It makes sense. That's her first language.
Mm-hmm.
So in Spanish, she's saying, what is this with the war? Okay, so my mother probably thinks it's like, you know, Poland, 1940, whatever. What? Stop. Okay, so maybe that's why my mother was snapping at you. Why are you going to play Bridge on the River Kwai? And
wow.
if I had the TV on, which a lot of times I did not toward the end, I would either play you know, classical Cuban music that she really liked, or
mm-hmm.
no TV, or I would put the Spanish channel and just have some, like, you know, gossip show or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
just light. Just
mm-hmm.
there in the background. And
wow.
then my brother, who has a deep voice, again, this is what people do with older people, would talk so loud that she's like, you're talking too loud. You know, so we talk kind of loudly and firmly with her.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go in. She'd light up like, oh, I'm so happy to see you.
Now,
I'm not saying she's not saying that about my siblings. How are the children? Like, oh, Jeremiah won a medal in the wrestling, or Cole went out on a date, or what's your recipe again for a potato salad? How do you make or talk about a failed marriage, or talk about what life? Like, I would, yeah, gossip.
Right.
That's what you do. Hold her like a baby. Stroke her hair. Tell her everything's okay. Tell her she's not going anywhere. Tell her we're going to honor her wishes. Don't be afraid. Your granddaughter's waiting for you.
Mm.
Not Bridge on the River Kwai. No, it should have been Bridge on the River Quiet.
Quiet.
What's wrong with these people? Gotta love them. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, too, because maybe outside of my brother, you know, these aren't really people I would hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't hang out with my brother all the time, but I would, I mean, just if I didn't know him. But as a friendly, strong acquaintance, I would put him there. Like, I'd be happy to see him, but I wouldn't go too deep. You know what I mean? Happy to see him. So that's like that. That's like the most solid out of the three of them. But now that both parents are gone, I'm like, do we have to hang out? I don't know. is that like a thing?
Mm.
Yeah, it's gonna be very
interesting.
Interesting.
Well, we have a couple of hands raised.
Yes, let's take some calls.
And we do have our comments from our usual friends in the chat room.
Yeah, thank you.
Healer Medium and Raven Spirit. So definitely, you know, sending blessings and hugs.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Healer Medium says, maybe a little taxi driver for your mom.
I know, right? That's nothing like a romantic comedy from New York City. And that's the New York City that I grew up in. So, yeah, she raised us in that.
Right.
Yeah, she raised us in that.
And Raven said, that's how I felt with my dad. It was a lengthy process, and I was relieved when he finally did pass.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like, thank God. And now they're in heaven doing their thing.
Right. Healer Medium also said, my dad and his siblings will not talk again now that their parents are dead. So maybe that's how that
is. Yeah, who knows?
With some families.
Yep.
Or, you know, it may get y'all closer together after a very awkward period of time. I don't know.
I think my brother and I have definitely gotten closer. I never thought I would respect the man he's become in all of this. So, yeah, I have such incredible I don't see him as my little brother. I see him as someone who took the lead.
Mm-hmm.
He was the director and I was the producer. Like that, basically. We worked how I work with, like, my favorite collaborators. Taking care of shit.
Yeah.
So him and, you know, I forgive my sister who's a year older than me for disappearing because I know how much emotional damage she has endured, and my mother really wasn't very nice to us growing up as children, but she kind of kept that dynamic alive most with that sister. So she's going to get a pass. She was like the scapegoat. She's going to get a pass. And then the one in Vermont, it's like, unless you pay for me, the kids, all expenses paid to go, you know, see you in Vermont. Stay over there and, you know, go get some maple syrup someplace. It's all good. I'm not mad at her. It's just like, you stay over, like, you don't show up. Like, you are our father. You don't show up. Okay, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So at least there were three of us that, you know, but that showed up. But let's thank you, everybody. Yeah, let's take a call.
All right. Well, we're going in order of how this came in. So this is area code 602. Click here. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Winning Tea, based in St. Las Vegas. I'm in Mesa, Arizona right now. I'm an avid listener. I send plenty of calls in here because I love what y'all are doing. It's great energy.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Don.
What's your name? What's your name again? No, I'm kidding. No. We got it. Oh, I know you. Okay. Yeah, we know who it is. I'm just joking. I didn't quite get that. Okay. How do you? Okay. I mean, filling out an application must be a lot of work. Okay. You're like see the other side. You're like, go on the right. See other side. Go on the right. Turn the page over. So anyway, hey, you know, you gotta laugh. Hey, Pastor Don, what's going on? How can we help today?
Oh, well, I want to wish y'all a happy new year, and the year has actually started. We got a little lag because we had a two-year break, but I want to wish y'all a happy new year, and we are about to move, going into a higher plateau. The universe has shown me real energy. They are going to give me a brand-new laptop, so God is really moving. Y'all got to understand this, and I heard what I heard the comments earlier, and I'm telling you right now, sister, your people are smiling down on you while you're working, making it happen, opening your platform so people can get an opportunity to share their views. If you don't share your views, you can never learn to win. And that's it. I'm moving out the way. I got other people calling in, but I'm so thankful that I'm still here with y'all.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor.
And we look forward to the next call. Thank you. Thank you for the support. Okay.
All right.
Fill that application. Turn the page over.
You're too funny. This is area code 912. It's still spinning. Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Tessa.
Hey, Tessa.
Oh, hi, our love. Hi, beautiful. Hey, how you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing it. Sorry. She does a song.
I was calling to pull a message this morning.
Sure. Okay. All right, let me, doing it. Okay, no, that's 115 in my head. It's one of my favorites. From back in the day.
So look, I used to get, like, now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I'm like, I had no business singing that song when I was a kid.
Most of those songs. Oh, ooh. Right. You know how it goes. Okay, I have the database is up and running, so I'm ready when you guys are. Okay, the number associated with this message is 314. Here's a message that you picked, Tessa. While you may be sacrificing to accommodate and please others, it's only when you risk expressing your needs that you can receive better and more. And I bet you this is hitting the nail with the hammer. I bet you it is. I'm going to read it again. I just have a feeling. While you may be sacrificing to accommodate and please others, it's only when you risk expressing your needs that you can receive better and more. 314. How does that line up for you, girl?
It does. So basically, this past weekend, my sister called me, and she was like, TJ dad went to Puerto Rico. I'm like, I don't know, because, like, I don't follow him on we are friends on social media, but I got it where I don't see none of his stuff. Like, I don't care to know what you got going on. Like, you just see the picture.
Yeah, of course.
TJ. So, when she told me that, it kind of, it rubbed me the wrong way, because I had just expressed to him probably, like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago that I really need him to, you know, we got to figure out this whole child support thing. Like, you got a real job now. All this stuff is in place.
Yeah.
I'm ready to, you know, we're ready to you know, I know on the 1st or the 15th that something's coming, and I don't have to call you and remind you for it or none of that.
Right.
So
thank you. Yep.
So now just that message makes me think about, like, because I was about to say something to him about this Puerto Rico trip or whatever, because I just feel like if you got, even if somebody else paid for it, because I'm just like, you
well,
got a kid.
I have
and
a suggestion. Girl, this is what I suggest. If you take, this is just my energetic opinion, okay, so you do what feels right for you, but I feel it's giving him a whole bunch of fuel to keep the vibration low for you just doing the whole laundry list of, you know, Puerto Rico kid, who's paying for it. It's basically, I would just make everything about TJ. I wouldn't even editorialize or get into a whole thing about the thing is, I feel energetically your ex to really look at what's going on. There's a lot of denial, so it's gonna. Is he a person that is in denial more often than not?
Yeah, it's denial.
Yes.
Often. It's
thank
like,
you. All right.
Yeah.
So, right. Right. So if you're
denial.
Dealing, thank you. That's what I'm feeling. So if you're getting that type of energy, you're kind of encouraging that denial for it to bounce back and to be more damaging to you. So I would act like you don't know anything about the Puerto Rico. It's none of your business. Your business is DJ. And if anything, I think some sort of like automatic payment system be set into place or what have you. But don't make it, it's like he has to pay that. I hate to put, this has nothing to do with your son. I'm just talking about child support and how that shit works, because trust me, you know, I'm a single mom too, so I get it. But it's really about not engaging about other things, but making it just about TJ. And when I was having issues like that, I would just make it about what the kids need. Like, Jeremiah needs sneakers. Can you put this money to the account? Or Jeremiah has to go get his twist done. You know, and natural hair, that costs a lot. It's $180.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, thank you.
And so
natural,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
no
luckily,
joke.
I do all that for TJ. Like, I do his hair. Like, and that's what my mom was just talking about this morning. Like, the accountability. Like, and so I wasn't even going to say anything no more, because I just knew I wasn't in the space to say anything kind to him. So I wasn't going to say anything at all.
Don't anything. So are you getting them? Are you getting the child support? Are you getting the money?
No, I don't get anything from him. Like, I have to call and tell him, like, oh, TJ need, we need groceries
in
the house.
Yeah, that's
for breakfast,
right.
Like,
well,
$40
you know what?
Or something.
Well, yeah. So, does he? I think I'm just feeling for right now. Okay, for the immediate, I feel keep doing it like that, even though it's a pain in the ass. Because I know it's a pain in the ass. In the very beginning, I did it like that, and then it just gets annoying. But I'm used to it. If you feel that it's just not working for you, then I would say to him, you have a choice. You can give me, like, you add up, and maybe it's like $500 a month or whatever it is, right? You can do this on this, you know, piecemeal, you know, give me $30 here, $50 there. Like, that's not working for me. It's too complicated. Can we just do one payment a month? At this particular day, that you could just put it into my account, you know, however Venmo, however way that you guys do that. If he resists, then without saying anything to him, I would research through the courts for mediation. But that's plan B. See how he responds. Now, let me ask you this. Do you guys communicate through text or email?
Normally he'll call or something like that. Like, TJ has a phone now, so he'll call his dad now.
because what I would do too is you want to have a record of that request. So I would do that request. You could do it through a text and then save that text, because as the, you know what I'm saying, you want to show that he's not, if it goes past, if he's not agreeing, right? And we see that he's not agreeing, but we see that, that that's verifiable, like through a text message. Do you follow what I'm saying? Then you can build your case, so to speak, that he's, I mean, he probably owes you so much back child support. Like, does he want to do that? Does he want to go down that rabbit hole? So he has a choice. So I think instead of throwing Puerto Rico in his face, I think you're Lady Gaga, poker face, you know what I'm saying? Have your cards close to your vest, right? And start communicating through text messages. I don't care if it's TJ, who cares? You can text message from your phone and then print those messages out. And then you got to take it from there. And also the most, I think, important part of anything I have to say to you right now about this is affirm that no matter what, you and TJ are taken care of by source. And that's irrefutable. I've been saying that to myself this past year with this crisis with my mother. Like, everything's one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through. Everything's okay. We're taken care of. Everything's okay. I mean, I would just say that to myself over and over. It really helped me get through all the anxiety. So I say don't walk into the flame. Step aside and work smarter, not harder. That's my advice on this. So I hope that's somewhat helpful. But think about it. I would say don't say anything right now. Get your head right. And it's none of your business if he's going to Puerto Rico. It doesn't matter. What matters is setting up a system. And he's never giving you a dime in child support. Well, right there.
Oh, right.
You know,
since people have been on this earth, like, it's always, like, calling, can you do this? So, you know, this week is your week to pay daycare. Oh, you ain't got it. So I got to cover it. And it's just always been that. And it's so frustrating. Like I said, TJ did 11 in April. And it's always been like this. It's so frustrating because I'm not going to lie. Like, these last 8 months of my life have been super hard. Like,
behind
on rent, all kinds of stuff.
Yep. I know, baby. I know. But do you see what I'm saying? That if you just confront him head on and you throw Puerto Rico, that's going to hurt you more than help you. Like, you got to be, like, on the side, undercover. You got to be secret squirrel, undercover. You know what I'm saying? Just don't let him see your hand. Don't. That's a lower vibration. This is challenging you to raise it.
Because, so I'll be honest, I do want to just go there with him. Like, I'm not even going to flex. So I'm glad I called in because.
Yeah, you're not going to go there with him. No, you're not. You got to be, this is being a boss. This is being a woman. This is, yeah. And I remember feeling like how you're feeling. And you can turn it around. You can totally turn it around. And when doing that, you're going to create space. And when you create space, Tessa, then revenue streams are going to come to you where it's not going to be so life or death with his contribution. His contribution will be minimal or not even needed down the road. I see that for you. I really do see that for you. Okay, right now you don't see it because you're so deep in it. How could you? That would be impossible. But don't. None of your business. And that's all on him. But start communicating when you need him to cover something. I want you to do it in text. You need proof that he's not giving you anything. And there are laws to protect you. So he could either do the right thing or, you know what, it's called family court for a reason. And don't threaten him with that. You keep it in your back pocket. And I'll tell you something. This is a way for him. He could make this real simple, but unconsciously he's making it complicated on purpose because it's a way to still be in a relationship with you.
I'm so, I just, oh my God. And I
think
feel
about
like
it.
That sometimes. I just thought about that
because
the other
that's
day.
What's
I
going
feel
on.
Like,
that's how he's keeping you. It's like you're still his. You're still his. So that's why you're feeling so funky. Because you're not. And it's almost like you're being held hostage. He's holding you hostage. I felt like I was held hostage by my mother because she refused to be hospitalized for this past year. And she's allowed herself to deteriorate. Okay? So you have to work within the system that you're in. He's holding you hostage. That's what this is. It's not about money. It's about control. And that's why you're feeling like you can't breathe. So start doing your research. Start communicating by text message. He'll get used to it. You know, why can't you just call? I can't talk now. I'm researching a job. Make shit up. Who cares? But you need to have that he's not stepping up. But he owes you so much money in back child support, and I'm not talking about recovering that money. I'm talking about setting up a system, and if he doesn't, then you would have done your research, and you could find some intimidating looking document that shows what, by law, what he has not measured up to. And I'll have a choice. Either I get the 15th of every month or whatever it is, I get X amount of dollars for a TJ, or we'll let the judge decide. That's it. You got to do your research. Mm-hmm. So instead of telling him about Puerto Rico, okay, you go online and you do your research because you haven't done it before. You need to. That's what you do. My opinion. Work smarter, not harder, honey. And you're going to be fine. It doesn't seem like it right now, but I know. I feel the energy. I see it. Your pathway is gorgeous and it's clear. Because you're gorgeous and you're clear. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And keep calling us. We're here.
Most definitely.
So Alisa, so I think what was the number, 314?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's hear that.
Well, part of that goes into that expression. That three is about the flow of energy, and usually it's about it going outward. So that's you figuring out the right way to channel all the stuff that you're feeling is exactly what Liz's conversation with you is about, because it's something that you are familiar with in dealing with him. There's usually like the same kind of frustration and then no response, and then you kind of let it sit and then you do it over again. So you're kind of used to that, and that's why you could very and justifiably go into this latest bit that you know about. It's just triggering you. You could go into that, but you kind of know how that's going to work. Like you already know how these conversations have played out. But when you do change how you approach something and keeping the focus on your son, on a mutual creation is different. It's totally like Liz says, it changes the vibration, it raises it, because that is the focus. That isn't about you did me wrong, you're a bad person. It's saying, you know, this is what we created, and you know, he has needs. These are things that I'm contributing. We need you to contribute, that type of thing. You know, however that plays out, but the focus isn't about you're a bad person. It's about this is for this other person. So the three is where you're kind of starting, but look at that number one in the middle, and you're the number one. It's you. So
that's
you're
right.
Managing. You're managing what you can do. And you always have. It's just a matter of prioritizing and really seeing, being clear, as Liz would say, about what your part of it is, and it's not like it's just yours, but really how you're having to handle other expectations that, yeah, in a perfect world, this is what would be happening. This would not be an issue. However, it's something that's teaching you and by extension, you know, him, TJ's dad, and also TJ, quite honestly, that we're, you know, there are so many things that are being taught in how particular situation can be handled. And so, mm-hmm. you know, you're also teaching TJ how to not be like his dad in avoiding something that's difficult, you know, figuring out ways to offer solutions rather than just a grievance, you know, grievance upon grievance. It's like, these are some solutions. Because, like Liz says, you have to be able to do your own research. And it's just a way of, the vision I have is, as you're doing your research, you're picturing ways to receive the stuff that you need to receive instead of like putting up another, like a logical argument, which is just words, concepts and words. This is now about following different systems that say, well, you know, you've got this going on. You also have this responsibility. It's a shared responsibility, always has been, whether or not you've been showing that, it always has been. And these are ways in which this can be facilitated. And we can, almost like in the movies, well, we can do this one of two ways, the hard way or the easy way, you know?
That's so, right.
So, but you're figuring that stuff out. And so it's not just a like an argument about the emotion and you did me wrong. It's like, no, look, this is how people figure this stuff out legally. It's not just made up. It's a legal construct of how this can work. And you can be willing, or, you know, we can go another route because these are other ways of having this work out. So when you add that together, the constructs, this is that number four playing in. That's a foundation. You know, that's a plan. And that's understanding, making sense of what can be a lot of energy in that number three. And the number four gives it that shape. It gives it a plan. And it allows you, if you add it all up, it allows you to manifest the things that you need. It ends up being an eight. So this is like creating something bigger. And I mean, in the short term, it's hoping to create something that allows for him to contribute what he needs to for his son. That then takes some pressure off of you, so you can continue to do what you need to do. And you're feeling like then your son is supported. So that's short term, and that's a big deal. But also bigger deal, like I said, is how you get to grow in how you handle these issues, and how it's
that's
not
right.
about having the better argument verbally, but having a plan that shows like this is, you know, this is really how this has to go. And then, you know, even if it doesn't, which I'm hoping it does, I'm hoping that there's enough there and that he can fess up to being, okay, I got to step up. But it's also showing, you know, that TJ has other options. He has you as a role model, and there are ways to look at this. There are ways to look at how his father has or hasn't been there. But it in the bigger picture, one, it helps you, which is the most important part, because you're the one asking. You know, you're the one.
Yeah.
You're the one really making the strides and asking these things, and because you are always going to be the better person, you're always wanting to be better person.
That's right.
And in you doing that, you're teaching your son another aspect that he's not gonna get from his other parent in that way. It's something that he's showing where I'm just going to avoid and whatever. But this is you showing a solution, a couple of different solutions, and it's going to go a lot farther in the development of your son to be a better man when you know, as he's growing, because he needs to see that. And so I have a feeling everyone knows what it's like to argue with a spouse or a partner or an ex or whatever. You know how that feels, And sometimes mm-hmm. it just feels very fruitless, like it's just like all the energy, but then it still leads
That's
to
why you're not doing it this time. That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
You know, not saying you're going to get rid of all that frustration, but it's a way to creatively channel that into something that is a solution, that's a viable solution, that's a legal solution that other people can get behind should it get to that level, that there are pathways for this to work. And so if you show it right away as like, and I'm going to slap you with this, you know, usually that's not received very well in the list of things that haven't been received very well already. But this is at least showing, you know, this is what can happen. If you're doing better, you can do better by your son by doing these things. And it's a legal way of doing it. So I'm glad that you called in. I'm glad that you have that a way of getting yourself calm, because sure, you can definitely, you're justified in being angry and frustrated and justified in probably wanting to do all kinds of things to express that. And yet the spiritual part of you knows, all right, do I go down that rabbit hole again and play that loop that I know so well? And in some ways it may feel good because you got it out, but now we've come up with different ways to get through that frustration and say, yes, this is going to fuel it. And it's going to lead to something better. It's going to lead to a true solution where, you know, maybe he's, I can't say what he's trying to do, you know, but I have a feeling he probably really does love his son and wants to be able to show him certain ways of being and showing him that he cares and showing them that he can support him. And you're showing him a different way of doing that, of achieving that, that actually works for everybody involved. Instead of just showing the anger part and that's it. The anger, and you're still not a good enough person because you're still not paying. So let's elevate that. And I love that Liz has been able to work, because she's gone through that. She knows what it's like.
Oh, yes.
She knows what it's like. So as someone who's speaking from experience, I think it's great that she's been able to show you how to elevate that, how to take that calming breath for the moment before you fly off by the handle. Because, you know, you and me, we're Tauruses. It's like we're just saving it up. We're saving it up. Like, I know, I could do it. You could. Yeah. And it'll feel really good, and then it'll crash really hard, and you'll feel just about probably a little bit worse than you were before. So we're breaking that pattern. Yeah, we're breaking the pattern, and we're doing something a little different. And you've got the support, and you've got the smarts for it. You really do. And it's just realizing where the intention is when you hold it, that it is for your son ultimately. But then again, you also realize it's for everybody. It's for you to feel better. It's for your ex to finally feel like he can factor into his son's life in a meaningful way. I mean, there are a lot of benefits that can come from having that kind of a solution. And so, you know, work with that energy. You know, 314 goes from this, you know, from the lightness, which is what a 3 is. It's a lot of light, a lot of great energy, a lot of movement, but it can be erratic. It can be like, you know, it can be wasted sometimes if there's not a container or a path for it. And a 4 allows you to do that. And you're the one directing it. So think bigger. You know, bigger and better in terms of what you want to do, the world you want to live in, the world you want your son to live in. And it does start, you know, it starts with you creating that and realizing you can rise above, not to say to stuff the anger down, but to rise above it, to work, to use it as creative fuel for a solution. And I just feel it. I feel it elevating you, because I feel like that's what you've been all about since you've been calling us up. You know, you've always found ways to elevate yourself,
from
to
the
rise
beginning.
Above it. Yeah. And this is just one more, it's a huge part. You know, it's one more, because you see how it can affect a lot more other people than just
Most
you
definitely.
Or just your son. Yeah.
Okay, so just take a breath. How do you feel now?
I feel better. I do.
Good.
I had a little couple tears out too, but I feel better.
Yeah, just be undercover. Be undercover. Put your trench coat on. Put those stilettos on. And put those dark glasses. And do what you got to do because you're fierce. You're fabulous. Just tell yourself, I'm taking care of. I'm really taking care of. And you're not going to need his money one day. I feel it. You're going to blow up. You are in the next 3 to 5 years. Just saying. So, but it starts now with you getting your shit together. And I mean that in the most loving, fabulous way because you know where I'm coming from.
I do.
Okay? All right. Well, be in touch with
us. Thank you. Thank you all.
All right,
we love
you.
Love you.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll stay on after the end if people still want to talk to us. I know you said there was more than one caller, or are we good?
No, that was it. That was just two with a hand raised.
Oh, yeah,
we got those two.
Pastor Don.
And we are the last,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, that's
couple
it.
Of minutes of the show.
But I have to thank you, Tessa, you know, because this is grounding. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we do. This was to just step in and not be, oh, my mother died. Well, yeah, she died. Okay, out.
Right.
But it's so grounding just to step in, you know, and support another single mom and to relate and all of that. And, and if it just minimized or prevented damage, collateral damage from going in full on, you know, to her child's father, like he went to Puerto Rico, da 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 da, all of that. That's just her hurting herself. So this is like a much more elevated approach, and this way, her consciousness and her vibration is being raised. And at the end of the day, that's always the default setting. That's always the option to move towards. So, very, very grounding. And I was really looking forward to doing the show and getting back to this new cycle, this new phase, coming out of something so just painful and difficult. I mean, it was a year. I was a caregiver for a year. Like, what the hell? So, yeah, it's really nice not to worry about my mother. I just have to worry about my son. Okay, I'll take it. Worry about those two. Sometimes there's almost too much to bear. So
right.
It's just really great to be back on, and I just want to personally thank you and Anna and everybody for all of the love and the support.
Of course.
So, it's great to be back. It's great to be looking forward to. I guess now it's midwinter break here in New York. It's midwinter break for the schools. For like the, you know, public schools. And I guess this is midwinter. I don't know. And that we are poised to be pointed towards spring and renewal and rebirth. And that's what this is. Let's take our cue from nature, you know, and set our sights. Yeah, I am thinking about coming up with some sort of getaway for the kids and I at some point, maybe in May when I'm done with this semester.
Yeah,
trying to figure it out. So maybe I'll talk to you all. I do. Yeah, I'm just my mind. But when Tessa said Puerto Rico, I'm like, oh, Puerto Rico. I might be, hello. Yeah, hello, Puerto Rico. Yeah, but I love work smarter, not harder, people. And everything will work out. And just keep telling yourself you are being well taken care of. That's what really got me through. Just the gratitude of like, oh, my God, I got through another day. I'm really being taken care of. It changes everything because then you're giving source the permission to continue. Remember, there's no stronger infallible law in the universe than the law of free will. So if you're willing to receive, willing to own that you're being taken care of, it may not look that way, but you are opening the portal. You're giving permission to source to step in and to take care. So I'm so glad she called. I am glad that pastor, I have 500 names called, Pastor Don. Pastor Don. Anyway, thank you so much. I love you all. So if you need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablant@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Take care of yourself and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you and thank
love you.
Bye.